Blog Talk Radio.
Another day, another Thursday for our V Sports heads out there. Hello, good evening, and welcome to Ask Ms. V Sports on Blog Talk Radio. I am, of course, James Acevedo. And when we last left you 48 hours ago, we witnessed, hearing Ms. V not there and not couldn't be able to listen, technical difficulties and what have you. Here we are 48 hours later, and I know everyone's wondering, what is Miss V okay? Is she, is everything all right? Well, we're going to hear it right now from the star herself of the show, Miss V the Toy Lady. She will tell you.
Hey,
right now.
What's up, you sexy V? What's up? Yes, I am back. I'm not saying, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I felt
yes.
Like a Verizon commercial.
Yes, you actually can hear me, and it don't sound like you're trying to step over the guest every like you did the other night. It sounded like a prank at first, but homegirl was very nice, and we worked it as much as we could. V's After Dark the other night, not a way we wanted to come back after 2 weeks without no V's After Dark, but it should happen.
Well. It's not our fault. It's Comcast's fault.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not. No, I'm just saying, that's why I said shit happens. This is not our fault. It's just, freaking Comcast and everything else.
Really, I can't. Let me rephrase this. You know, I love to blame different people for different things that happen in my life, especially when I don't feel it's my fault. But I really, at the end of the day, after the conversation we had earlier, I really can't blame Comcast either when you think about it.
Okay.
Because, how was they supposed to know that my house was ghetto rigged? Okay, for those of you who don't know what's going on, Tuesday, for our show after the hiatus, I came back at my new location. Well, my new location is in a different city. So, it's not just that I moved, it's not just that, we've got a new location. It's I had to get all kind of, internet service cable, all the good shit that goes with getting a new office. And come to find out that when we went to go on, which should have been an easy thing, we couldn't and was on the phone with Comcast for hours and hours, and they ended up being out here yesterday for, after me staying on hold for an hour yesterday morning, because they kept telling me, we'll come out on Thursday. Oh, no, you won't. You will come out today. And they kept telling me what their supervisors were going to say, and I had to inform them. Supervisors will say different things. Long story short, Comcast got to my home about 4 p.m., did not leave until 7:30.
Okay.
Where I live at is they have what they call underground wiring. I live in what they call an underground city. And I kid you not, prior to yesterday, I did not know what an underground city was. And what that means is that the city itself, all the wiring, be it electrical, whatever, that goes to your home is underground. So
I think, not to cut you off, I think I prefer that. In New York, it's only like that in Manhattan, and that's it. But in all the other four boroughs, everything is above ground. They have the poles, for all the cable and shit like that, telephone, shit like that.
The advantage to living in an underground city is that power very seldom goes out.
Exactly, and plus there's a bad storm and trees. You understand? The trees ain't going to knock
power lines are messed up.
Exactly.
You're affected is when a generator goes out.
That's the, but how many times that happened? Let me not jinx it. Let me shut up.
They're
knock on wood. You hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yes, I live in what they call an underground city now. So the cable that was coming to my house, the first thing that Comcast noticed was that the shit was overhead.
Wow.
They were like, I would have automatically been cut off because they don't do that out here where I live at. So they had to actually put wires. They've ordered for my wiring to be put in ground. So they're going to dig it and bury it. They have to bury the wire now. So I was just like, okay. But it took them like 5 hours to get me back up and going. I had to get brand new cable boxes, brand new cable modems, internet. Yeah, you know.
I feel broke you're talking about
it. You want to hear the funny shit?
Well, yeah, make me laugh. Go ahead.
All the shit. I'm changing all that. My settings, my channels that I watch, none of them changed. It's just
okay.
I'm in a different city, but the same channels that I was watching when I was in the other city are the same way in my new city.
Yeah, but it's the same cable and everything. It's not like you went to a different state or something, right? So that's not surprising.
Well, I went to a different area code.
Mm-hmm. Usually with
is considered more rural, where I can't, you know, for those of you guys who have not been listening to the show, don't know, I came from Detroit. I no longer live in Detroit. I moved, and I'm not saying what city I moved to, but I moved to one of the more rural cities. I wouldn't even call this a suburb, okay? And
okay.
The reason why I went to the suburb, it is a suburb, but put it like this, folks out here still got chickens. You know, depending on where you go, they might have chickens in their yard.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
I'm in a rural area. I mean, they told me that I have a chance I may see a deer in my backyard. We
cool.
have all the different critters and all this. I have a quarter acre. Man, I never had a quarter acre. I didn't
nice.
Have a quarter acre before. So it's a big difference. I mean, I still got things I got to do. But, you know, my doggies that go outside now and go run around, you know, they're getting adjusted.
So now they have more space, obviously, in outside, right?
Well, they had a lot of space in my other house. I did have a big yard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't have a quarter of an acre, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I mean, it was a little bit smaller than this. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I'm gonna cut this shit.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
I have all kind of bugs now. I have been eaten up by so many goddamn mosquitoes. I forgot what it was like to live in the country. I haven't lived in the country
yeah.
in years.
So wow.
I got this my
go
lawn that
okay.
makes the mosquitoes go away.
Yeah.
Sitting in my fucking room.
That shit don't work, right? It attracts them more, right?
No, actually, it does work. I have people who swear by it. I just haven't had a chance to get out there because I've been doing all this. So you guys will hear craziness, but, you know, we got to say something.
Yes.
You guys join the conversation at 646-716-8041. You're listening to Ask Ms. V Sports, and we talk about sports, what did they do with the sex and some of everything else? You never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah, we go every which way, but loose.
Wait a minute. I got to. As you know, I'm still pissed, but they did beat the Yankees today.
I know. I was waiting for you to say it. Let's see how long it was going to take. Okay, it took you 8 minutes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. This close, Brian McCann. This close with a home run. This close. Ah. Pissed me off.
In the game.
Fucking Phil Koch. He sucks. That's why he sucked when he was with the Yankees. It's amazing. I call him Phil Choke because he always choked when he came when he used to be with the Yankees. He came out of the bullpen, blow games left and right. But I give my Yankees credit. See, the thing with my Yankees, I said this the last few weeks, and I'll keep saying it. Even though their pitching staff is in shambles, and even though Pineda has come back, he pitched, I think, the first game of the series. They've been pitching real well, considering they have almost a no-name pitching staff. They've been in games. The problem is they only score 2 runs a game, with the exception of last night when they kicked David Price's ass. I mean, that was great. I mean, it was 9 consecutive hits, 8 runs. It was great. I mean,
who
I've never...
Who was last night? I can't remember.
Yeah, I wonder why you don't remember. So, yeah, it was like... And it's amazing.
I'll get that shit.
Yeah, it's funny that ever since the David Price trade, he hasn't. Well, there was one game he should have won. That game when he came back to Tampa, and he pitched he gave a 1 run, and they lost 1-0. I mean, that sucks. I mean, he pitched his ass off, and they lost 1-0. That sucks. So David Price hasn't been really either. He hasn't gotten a run support, or He sucked like he did last night, which is very rare, because I like David Price. I always liked David Price since he came up with the Rays in 2008. So I always liked them. Him and King Felix are like my two favorite pitchers out there right now. That's not a Yankee. Those two guys, I would love to have them as a Yankee, and that obviously won't happen. But because they signed with their teams. Well, I don't know about Price. Price, he signed with the Tigers for another year because of the trade. So he's going to be with the Tigers at least another year next year. But then after that, he'll be a free agent, and be nice to Yankees get him. But, hey, the Yankees, you know, they won five in a row before they went into the series, lost two out of three to the Tigers. The Tigers got a little payback, even though the Yankees swept them in the Bronx. But, hey, the Tigers, they're ahead of the Yankees in the second wild card. So this was a big series, and that's why it sucks. But it's still a month left. I mean, it's still anything can happen now. Deep down, I've said that if the Yankees will make it, but they will lose in that one-game playoff. I think it will be the A's that will win the first wild card, because I think the Angels will win the division in the West. Because the first wild card spot is going to come out from the AL West, because those are the two best teams in the American League. So it's either going to be the A's or the Angels for that first wild card. But I'm going to say it's the A's that's going to have the second wild, you know, the first wild card, and the Yankees will have the second, and they'll lose to the A's in the one-game playoff. But if Tanaka does come back, because he's been trying to come back from his elbow, he had that little elbow strain, little tear, whatever, he's been coming back very slowly and actually been passing all through these tests. Like, I know Sunday he's supposed to do a simulated game, which means what they do is way before the game starts, they'll have him go to the mound and you're going to make believe this is a real game. And they actually will have, he'll actually pitch to his own teammates. It's probably like 2-3 innings they'll do. And then if he passes that, then Tanaka will probably come back. And if that happens, I will feel a little more confident that they can at least go to the wild card series. But other than that, I really think deep down they're not going to go far anyway, to be honest with you. And I'm going to stay by my word. I know Ms. V doesn't like this because I guess to her it's a jinx. I still think the Tigers will somehow change everything around and make it and win the championship. Because you got to remember in baseball, it could change like that. It changes quickly. You know, they look like, you know, a team could look like crap, and then all of a sudden a switch goes on and boom, they get on a little streak. And the Tigers have a great pitching staff. And I can imagine them against the A's in the ALCS. That would be an awesome American League Championship Series because both pitching staffs will be loaded. You know, it would be a very interesting. As a baseball fan, I would love to see that. If my Yankees can't make it far, I would love to see the Oakland A's versus the Detroit Tigers. And I said, I think the Tigers will win. That's my little baseball 101 for this season.
Okay, I got to do a, like, breaking news story. And
uh-oh, what happened?
This is related to the adult industry, and it might not be. Actually, this came out at 5:37 p.m. today.
Okay.
We'll have to talk about this on Miss V, V's After Dark. But apparently, and I'm just glancing through this, apparently somebody in the adult industry came up HIV positive.
Again?
So they're asking for a moratorium.
Oh, no.
And they're requesting a immediate, they're, you know,
they're
whenever this happens, you know, they're shut down. And last time this happened was a couple of years ago with, I don't want to, you know, we all know what happened, but they shut down twice in that year, once earlier in the year and the second time for a month in August.
Wow.
And I don't know how long this is going on, but remember, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, all adult performers are required by the industry, not by law, by the industry, to be tested once a month.
Yeah.
This is mandated. They have to test.
Yes.
And they have to test at an approved facility, and they have everything that they check for, STDs, you name it, they
HIV,
check.
Everything.
HIV, they check for everything because
every
this can be passed along.
Yes. Yes.
Every STD and possible disease sexually that could be transmitted out there. And this, whenever a test comes up positive for something, they always ask for a moratorium. And for anybody who doesn't understand, just because there's a positive HIV test does not mean that it's true HIV. They go through a series, but as soon as something comes up positive, they put it out there to let everybody know this is what's going on. The industry knows who the performer is who has possibly come up positive. They will not release that to the public until it's confirmed.
Okay.
But what will happen is that they will go and be retested within 2 weeks to see what is going on. And I say that because the first thing, you know, this goes to the stereotypes of people saying, oh, well, the adult industry, this and this is not safe. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say this, and everybody knows how I feel about the adult industry. You know, this is my secret I never keep. You know, I am pro-adult industry. I've never performed in front of the camera, but because I have a lot of friends in the industry, I know what they go through, and anybody who's listened to a lot of any of my shows, you'll hear a lot of time, people come on the show, they say, this is a job to them. Me and James, you know, get on the air. This is our job. We talk a lot of shit, but this is our job. They get up, you know, they get up in the morning, and instead of putting on a suit and tie or a pair of heels and skirt or whatever, they go to take their clothes off, and they go to work for how many hours they got to do or how many scenes they got to do. And when they leave, they're back to the whoever they are, and they go home. Well, due to the nature of their job, I mean, remember, a lot of these people have private lives. And with their private lives, just because they're in the adult industry and they're being as cautious as possible does not mean that someone in their personal life is being as cautious.
True.
So I want everybody to be aware that this is not about the adult industry, because adult performers have personal lives. And a lot of times, adult performers do not date people in the industry. They normally date a person who has nothing to do with the industry, or if they do have something to do with the industry, they're a behind-the-scenes person. They're not in front of the camera. And then sometimes they're just dating regular people who have no public persona whatsoever. You know, this is the person that you might say, oh, that's the school teacher, and she really is a school teacher. But she's married to a porn star, you know. The bread and butter is really the porn star, but because she doesn't want to go to her job. And adult performers, unlike mainstream Hollywood, don't do a lot of traveling unless they're going overseas. You know, they film predominantly in two or three locations throughout the entire country. You know, they do appearances, but they pick and choose how they work. You know, some people, you'll hear them say they work 10 months a year and take 2 months off. Some people work a month, take a month off, work a month, take a month off. I mean, it really depends on the person, how they do it and how they want their name out there. So I just want to say that, but, you know, I'll be keeping my eye out over the weekend as much as possible in between my crazy-ass schedule moving and everything else. But I wanted to, so I apologize to everybody, but I did interrupt for that because I had not heard that, and it's on my Twitter feed right now, and I went and looked at it.
No, there's no apology needed. I mean, I think that was very important what you put out there, seriously, and especially the different side of it, which is a good point, because usually when we hear about a performer being tested positive, the first thing we think of, oh, how can they not be responsible and test themselves, this, that, and the third. But you proved a good point. It could have been, you know, they did cover their bases. It's just that maybe the person they're with, because like you say, which a lot of people don't like to take reality, that they, you know, most of the, all these porn stars do have real lives, okay? They are human. They bleed red like us, okay? You know, I always stick up for the adult industry and adult performance, because a lot of people have this stereotype, like, oh, they're all hoes and this, that, and the third. You know, a lot of ignorant, closed-minded thoughts that a lot of people have. And I hate when I hear shit like that, especially people that I kind of know in the industry, because that bothers me. You know, I know it's not me personally, but if it's someone I've really, I do
it's
business.
Hard to take, because she'd be like, really, what the hell is going on? And, everybody knows that I'm friends. You know, I've never met a secret of who I'm friends with in the industry, you know, current and former people in the industry. And, I mean, these are the people who know my real name. These are the people who hang out with me. You know, when I go places, you know, you may hear on my show, and I'll use Naomi as an example because that's my bestie. Well, Naomi is no longer in the industry. You know, she's retired. But right before she retired, she didn't come to Vegas 1 year. So I hopped in the car and drove to L.A. and saw her for a day while I was in Vegas. Well, remember, when I went and saw her, it was us, girlfriends. But we had conversations that we each knew we would use on our respective shows about shit that happened. You know, so she got on her show talking about the crazy shit that that I did when I was in Vegas. And I had to call in, you know, and correct her. I mean, everybody's heard this about when I squirted on stage, you know. So But we were, believe it or not, I think we were at the Chinese food restaurant. We were having sushi and stuff when we were having this conversation. So.
I swear, I love both of you. I really do. I'm not saying that because I'm on here. I really do. I listen. Anybody doesn't know, of course, if you follow me at YankeeMan1973, and of course, if you know, if you follow, ask Miss V, the toy lady, you know, with the DA in the middle of that. It's not the in the middle of it. You know, I'm a big fan of Chocolate Radio. They have their radio network actually playing 24 hours a day when they don't have a live show. So even if you miss a show, you could go on, you know, after our show, obviously, and and listen.
Yes.
To
but
Chocolate
you know
Radio.
What? You can always listen to ours in the archives.
True, true. That's true. You could, and that you could listen to any. See the difference? Not to put, you know, but with ours, you could anytime.
You can listen to any show that you want to anytime. And I love Chocolate Radio. So let's get this clear for anybody to say, no, we are not. We are promoting Chocolate Radio.
Hell yeah.
We are.
Hell yeah.
Everybody needs some chocolate in their life. And
yes.
That is their so their show motto. So for anyone who says,
I know, I do.
Oh, no, no, they really do. They say everyone needs some chocolate in their life.
That's
and
right.
Chocolate radio.
That's
so,
right. Damn right. Yeah, and I got, you know, and I'm proud. I'm a proud T-shirt owner of Miss Vita Toy Lady and Chocolate Radio T-shirts. And
oh,
Naomi T-shirts.
I don't have a Chocolate Radio T-shirt.
Well, I won mine.
Are you one, Joy?
Yeah, one. I, you know, to be. I don't want you to think like, you know, she just
You know, I was going to go send a text message. Be like, what the hell up with this?
I'm your bestie. What the hell? The hell is this? Hey, bitch.
Should I even
want
to have that T-shirt? And you know, she has a V's After Dark T-shirt. She's had hers for a while, but
oh, nice.
I got one of the original Naomi Banks T-shirts.
Which one is that?
No, I got Naomi's. I gotta go look which one it is. I can't.
Cause
wear
I got
those.
The. Let's see. I got the wifey one. I got the cartoon one. You know, the one of her in a cartoon.
I had to look to see which one I got. You know, but I got it. But then I got her movies.
Oh, of course.
And,
me too.
And I, but I got her mainstream movies.
Yeah. Oh, the other ones. Yeah, yeah. I know you're talking about.
I got
it. I'd love to see those, to be honest with you.
You know what? Her mainstream movie is off the chain.
I told her. I shit you not.
I asked her when it was the sequel. I was like, when the fuck is the damn sequel? They got to get funding. But
I've told her. I've told her on my show plenty of times. I say, your ass can act. Your ass can act. You could play, I told her, she could be in like a Quentin Tarantino type movie. Like, I could see her play a drama, like, being
well, did
like
you
the,
see her in the parody, The Training Day?
Yes, that. And
she played
oh,
the hell out that part.
Oh, hell yeah.
She
hell
acted
yeah.
I know y'all say, how the fuck does this relate to sports? This is what we do. We talk
well,
about
well, this is a little bit of sex,
we,
so shut the fuck up, everybody.
We got a shout out to the. We got guests up in the chat room. We got two guests up in there. They listening to us. They be like, what the hell? These aren't no sports. But,
well, I did with the Yankees and Tigers, but we'll get back to
we
it.
We did talk about the Yankees and Tigers, and, you know, it's been a. I promise everybody. I know y'all say I'm always promising, but I'm almost finished. I kid you not, Saturday I will be through with my move, and I
that's
will be
good,
settled.
That's
I mean,
finally.
I love my new office. I got. Can I brag about my office for a minute?
Well,
I have an actual office.
Office. Yeah.
Office. I have where I could close the door and everything. I got a real desk. I have an L-shaped desk.
Mhm.
So you know, I can actually sit here and do work and stuff, and I have
other things.
You know what? I'm not christening this desk. This is too pretty. But
oh,
really?
You're not thinking about doing that?
Nah, I'm really not. But but see, you can tell I'm a real executive because in my office I have a fridge.
That's awesome. How about the jacuzzi? You said you're going to have up there too, right?
That's going to wait for a minute. I'll get it eventually. I mean, you know what? No, because I had to... I guess we could talk about some remodeling stuff. I had to, unexpectedly, for those of y'all who don't understand, I just purchased a new home. I just didn't go move. I bought a new house.
months and months.
You know, months. You know, James knows the hell I've been going through. But when I finally closed on my home, and we did our walkthrough, and I said, okay, we can handle this. But when we actually got in after, you know, once I signed my papers, I had to gut my kitchen. I had to rip up my floor in my kitchen. Then I have this beautiful, beautiful family room that's a combination family room, dining room. And they had this hideous-ass fucking carpeting down. And I ripped up, well, the family room, combination family room, dining room is an addition to the house that was added on years after the house was built. And that's what really sold me on the house.
Gotcha.
But
yeah,
I had to rip up all the carpeting in that room. Mm-hmm. And up underneath the carpeting, there was mold. So I had to do a mold treatment.
Yeah.
Actually, this house had to have a couple of mold treatments. So then we had to do the painting. I got brand new cabinets, brand new sink. I laid the floor. I promise you guys, since I'm not in the pictures, I'll post the pictures. I'll show you the before and after pictures. I laid the floor myself.
Oh, nice.
It took me 7 hours to lay the floor in my bedroom. Then I've got to finish my kitchen. I still haven't finished laying the floor in my kitchen, but I got enough in there to get my stove and refrigerator in. And we painted every single room, and then I have my office, and then I'll have my little nice awards and sayings up on the wall. It'll be a real office, and I have some director's chairs that I got at a yard sale. I was spending money while I was still trying to find it. Well, I bought the fucking house, started buying shit, and hadn't moved out the other house. But I love director's chairs.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Because I do have a real office now, I got a great deal. I got 5 director's chairs for like $16-$17 at this yard sale, and I just like the covers for them. But when people come in my office, now I'll be able to have meetings and not say, let me push the shit to the side. So when I say I have an office, put like this, everybody knows I have my puppies, and they're not really puppies. I have my dogs, and anybody stick on
that's me.
But in my office, I mean, up until a few minutes ago, my small dog was laying up under my desk, something that he was never able to do before. So it's a real office. I mean, I'm getting adjusted. I'm liking this, having the office stuff. And then I'm in the country, so it's like I go outside and sit on the deck. And it's a big difference from living in the city. I still got a lot of cleaning to do, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, finally getting to that plateau after all this time. Thank God. What a climb.
Now I have another 2 or 3 weeks of getting things together, but being up in here is the big thing, you know. So that's why we had all these problems on Tuesday. Oh, speaking of Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we've got the beautiful, the sexy Imani Rose coming on.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all who don't know who Imani Rose is, she does mainstream movies, but she also used to do adult films. I'm not sure if she's out of the industry or yet. I'm assuming she's out. But she is the host of Sexy and Biz, her own show on Blog Talk Radio on the Dial House Network. So she's going to be on, and we're going to be getting all up in her business. Because, see, I had the script, for those of y'all who don't know, I had the script flipped on me a few weeks ago, and I was on Sexy and Biz.
Yes.
So,
quickly, I don't mean to cut you off, but which quickly, if you want to hear Ms. V Toy Lady's interview, when she was being interviewed by the very beautiful Imani Rose, you go to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and you go to the on-demand episodes. I would say this was about a month ago. It's about like a month ago.
It was
if you
on
go
a
back,
Monday.
Yeah, yeah. So check that out.
Remember?
It'll say in a summary, Ms. V the Toy Lady. So I would say go back like a month ago, and you'll see Ms. V on there. And I got to call in at the end to give my love to both ladies.
And I haven't been out there doing interviews a lot lately, but there's going to be some transformation now that I'm settled in a new place.
Good.
You guys will hear about me being back at the gym, and I'll be dropping this weight. So effective probably Tuesday of next week, I'll be back at the gym. And
cool.
I heard the recreation facility out where I live at now is beautiful. So
around near where you live is actually better than where you were when it comes to the recreation, huh?
Well, I'm going to keep my, for those of y'all, you know, I'm always telling my business, I'm a member of Lifetime Fitness, and I'm not giving up that membership because I can go all over the country and they're open 24/7. So it allows, like, let's say on Tuesday I finish the show and I'm real hyper, I can hop in my car. I mean, I used to do it. I really did. I used to finish the show on Tuesday.
This past Tuesday when it was total opposite.
You know what? I don't think we were 2 minutes off the air before I was asleep. I kid you not.
That's the most tired I ever heard you ever. Because There's been times when you've been tired, but yet we still talk off the air after the show for like a good hour or more. This time you were like, look, good night. I'm gone.
I was in the bed.
Oh, my God, you were a zombie.
And I'm still not recovered because I still am going back and forth between the two houses.
Yes.
So, right. And today, one of the neighbors was asking me, was I going to rent the house out? And I told them no, that it was actually going up for sale. So they were like, oh, well, because we was looking for a place. They was like, well, in the meantime, are you going to rent it? I was like, no, I'm just going to be trying to get it clean. So they were like, okay. But neighbor was telling me that ghetto-ass fucking neighbor said she's going to come take my flowers. I need to take that flower. I was like, which one, my rhododendron? She's like, yeah. You know my stupid ass when it got my shovel, because I was taking my flowers with me anyway.
Okay.
Just hadn't gotten around to it. 45 minutes before this show is supposed to come on the air, my bitch ass was in another city, which is 25 minutes away, digging up my motherfucking flowers. Bringing up with me. Yes, I did.
You're like, fuck that.
I took my fucking rhododendron with me.
This bitch ain't taking my shit. Fuck out of here.
My rhododendron and my rose bush.
Good for you.
And do you know how hard it is to get up a rose bush?
Yeah, that shit's heavy.
They like trees. They root like
trees. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. You could have asked me. We used to have in the backyard over here in my house. We used to have like two of them. Those shits are a bitch.
You know what? And you know what? I know I didn't kill it. I cut the damn roots, and I bet them motherfuckers just said, okay, bitch, and your point is what? Don't fight for another rose bush. I kid you not. Somebody will have a rose bush that didn't think they was going to have one because I cut the damn roots. And,
yep.
You know, them things are resilient.
Oh, hell
my rose bush, that's through this hell of a goddamn winter we just had.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I brought my rose bush and my rhododendron, so. They'll be planted this. I'm going to show them some TLC for the next couple of days. But, well, today is Thursday, so Friday, Saturday morning, they'll probably get planted.
Because
I've got a spot for them, and I've got some Miracle-Gro. So they're going to love, because they're going to have Miracle-Gro, and we're going to have the rhododendron. But I did that ghetto shit. All I got to do now is find it. I cannot find my tulip bulb.
Okay.
And the reason, I know y'all might say, why the hell am I worried about a tulip bulb? Well, it's hard to find purple tulips. And this tulip is on the other side of my house. But, you know, tulips only come up for about 5 minutes, and then they're gone for another damn year. So I don't know where the fuck the damn bulb is. And they said I just got to dig in various places to find this bitch. It might stay there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But,
because
the tulip was there when I got there. I could always probably go buy purple tulip bulbs. Probably will. But my rhododendron, oh, that bitch came with me.
That's true, that.
My rose bush came with me.
My
mother blessed the house before we even moved in. She brought over money tree plants. So next year I will probably have a ton of money tree plants in my backyard.
Okay.
Because my mother took them, and you don't plant these, you just throw them down.
Mm-hmm.
And they germinate themselves and everything. You don't even throw dirt over them.
Okay.
So she took 3 or 4 of her bushes that she wanted to move because these motherfuckers are like baby's kids. They don't die, they multiply. They really don't. But she grabbed some of them and threw them in my yard because I told her this was the house that I just left, that I'm still in the process of leaving it. I never put money tree plants there. And I'm very, very superstitious and, I guess, spiritual when it comes down to things like that.
Okay.
And for those of y'all who don't understand what money tree plants do,
I heard that. Burp.
They keep, when you have the money tree plants around your home, it keeps the fulfillment coming in. You'll never really be broke. So, the house that I just moved out of, I didn't have them. By the grace of God and having a mother who really keeps them, I always, within the last year or two, I've always had funds. Not mega, mega amounts of funds, but I've had funds available, which is a blessing. So my mother said she's making sure she blessed this house for me the proper way. And she brought, she came and dropped them bad boys down and said, here, we're making sure you keep some money. I'm going to need it with all the money I'm dropping.
Shit.
It's going to cost me to get this house just the way I want it before. This is before the winter starts. It's going to cost me a little bit under 5 G's. That's just so I could get my occupancy permit. Because, see, I live in, I have to have a permit to live here. They call it occupancy permit. And I'm having the gutters replaced. I'm having the roof on the garage replaced, some trees removed, my front step fixed, a 220 line put in for my dryer. What else am I doing? Oh, the floors I put down myself. I'm just all, I'm that bitch.
Yeah, you that bitch. You that bitch. You know, you a real handy woman.
I really am.
Yeah, that's what. So, you know, a lot of. Just listen to that. It's just it's tiring.
You know what?
So
this is not my first time being a homeowner, so
exactly.
It's exhausting, but it's also fun. You know,
and it's worth it.
And like I said, this time I'm loving it because I got the office this time. I got my office.
Yeah.
You crazy ass. That's all you're yelling about is the office. Do you know how hard it is to have a motherfucking business where you have to call people and say, we have to have a meeting? You know, I can hire, once I get settled, I can bring my assistant back. And I could bring my assistant in my damn office and we can have a real fucking meeting without sitting on my living room couch.
Nice. Make it look more professional, obviously.
Yes, and I have the
like
printer,
that.
And like I said, you know, I want to order director chairs covers to save these after dark. I know it's that way to order them.
Cool.
But I have my little sayings on the wall because I've got my Peter's Laws and Bill Lombardi. Damn. My Vince Lombardi comment. So. Now, I drink, you guys know I don't drink pop. I really don't. For you guys,
I call it soda.
Not from Michigan, they call it soda. Michigan, it's a pop thing because it's soda pop.
We don't say soda,
we say pop.
Yeah, I never liked it. Do you say tennis shoes instead of sneakers too, by the way?
Yeah, we say tennis shoes.
Ah, I hate that. I never understood that. Well, no, these are sneakers. I couldn't understand if it was actual tennis shoes. Like, if Serena Williams told me these are tennis shoes, okay, that's different. I understand.
We call everything tennis shoes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Everything tennis shoes here, except for runner. Now, I take that back. People who don't
exactly.
play sports, let's rephrase it. People who don't play sports call everything tennis shoes. For people who play sports or are active like I am, I have running shoes. I have tennis shoes and I have running shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I actually wear real tennis shoes, not real running shoes. So I'm probably one of the few people who, when I say I'm wearing tennis shoes, 9 times out of 10, I'm wearing tennis shoes. Because I have running shoes and I pay good money for my running shoes.
Yeah, well, you getting back into running, you know, ever since you had the accident. You're trying to, once you get more in shape.
Come January 1, I'll be back full swing. You know, I'm missing my marathon and everything this year, so I'm kind of crushed. But
You know what's 2 days after January 1st?
January 3rd?
Yeah, exactly, which would be my birthday. January 3rd is my birthday, yes. Just to put it out there for everybody.
I was trying to have you on the New Year. She wanted all that stuff they get in the New Year's babies one, didn't she? Trying to have you on December. So
a lot of people hate me. Yeah, a lot of people hate me for having my birthday January 3rd. Motherfucker, you have Christmas and your birthday? Motherfucker.
My son has Christmas and his birthday.
Who's that?
You're January 3rd, my son.
Yeah, that's only,
my son.
Oh, yeah? Word?
Hold up. Okay. I'm in a new neighborhood and...
What happened?
I'm in a brand new neighborhood, and I was like, shooting?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
That's why I halted. I was like, what is this sound?
Yeah, okay. I I was wondering what the hell.
Outside my house. I live on a main street also. I live in the country on the main street, so it might have been fireworks. So I just looked out. And you know what? I should have known it wasn't nothing because the dogs ain't barking.
That's a good sign if the dogs ain't barking.
Yeah. Wait a minute, the dog only moved because I moved like, when I said, hold up, dog's like, oh, maybe we should.
Maybe we missed some shit.
There's probably fireworks.
Fireworks.
Because I heard it again. And there's someone out by my house.
Mm.
In my office.
Can you describe, is it like a well-lit area at night? Is there a lot of, not a lot, because usually in the country, there's not a lot of street lights.
Well, you know what? The house next door has the street light in front of it.
Okay.
And then my porch light is on. And then two houses down is the street. I actually, when I say I live on a main street, the stoplight is three houses down. So I live on the street.
Oh, God. It's a main street.
It is.
Right on the street of Hee Haw Street and Huckabuck Avenue.
And for those y'all who saying, then you don't live in the country. I was like, let's rephrase that. I don't live in the country, but I live in a rural area.
Yeah.
I live by Detroit Metro Airport, so.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up.
For those y'all who don't understand, Detroit Metro Airport does not sit in the city of Detroit. Detroit Metropolitan Airport Detroit Metropolitan Airport is about 25-30 miles outside of the city of Detroit.
That's so weird.
Not like Chicago here, because Chicago here does not sit in Chicago, it sits in Rosemont.
Mm.
So, and Rosemont is about 40 miles from Chicago. Probably.
Really? Wow, I didn't know it was that far out. Really?
Well, it's the damn fucking Ryan, so it's crazy.
Wow, I thought the Rosemont Horizon, I used to always thought the Rosemont was in Chicago. I had no idea.
Rosemont is its own city.
Because I know about the arena. That old arena has been there forever. I always thought that was in Chicago.
But
see, I learned something.
It's held in Rosemont.
Yeah, see, I learned something.
Zydeco, Chicago is held in Rosemont, and Rosemont is not. It's cheaper to be in Rosemont than it is to be in Chicago.
Obviously.
So,
you know, if Naomi would have heard me just say that, she would have slapped me in the face. You thought Rosemont was in Chicago?
That's like saying Schaumburg is in Chicago. Have you lost your goddamn mind? Or that's like saying Chicago Heights is in Chicago. They are two different fucking cities.
Oh, see, well, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Chicago Heights is totally different from Chicago proper.
Okay, see, I'm learning something. See, that's good. I'm glad you brought this up. That's good. See, I get to learn some shit. Learn better geography, see? That's good. It goes to show you how.
We had a city here used to call. Y'all want to hear something funny? There's a city here. The city now is called East Point.
Okay.
Well, back in the late 80s, early 90s, the people in East Point, it's now East Point, they used to be called East Detroit. And I'm going to call it because y'all know I'm good for saying what I feel. The good white folks in East Detroit did not want to be mistaken for being Detroiters. So they changed the name of their city so that folks wouldn't think they was from the hood. So they named it. They changed the name of their city to East Point. But get this shit. That was the only thing they changed. The high school is East Detroit High School.
Dumbasses.
So it's the city of East Point, but
that's interesting.
They changed the name of it from East Detroit to East Point. This was back in the late 80s, early 90s. Because my mom says, she's like, you need to go to East Point? I'm like, what the fuck is East Point at? I was like, ain't no damn East Point here. She's like, you know where East Point is. I was like, no, I don't. She's like, East Detroit. I was like, why didn't you say East Detroit? Fucking East Point. She's like, because it's called East Point now.
Yeah.
It took me a good 15 years to start saying East Point, but when I want to piss off people from now, I'd be like, you know you live in East Detroit. I live in East Point. I said, no, you don't. Look at what's the name of your high school, East Detroit. Then shut the hell up.
That's just like in Brooklyn, there's the East New York. You know, that's a neighborhood in Brooklyn, you know, a community in Brooklyn, which you wouldn't want to be at certain nights. just want to put it out there, East New York. Certain parts of New York, you know, you still, let's put it like this. I see New York when it was really New York, which was ratchet and Really bad.
Is that when the prostitutes used to really be out on the street corners?
Oh,
stuff,
hell yeah. 42nd Street. Oh, hell yeah. 42nd. If you seen 42nd Street back in the day and you see it now, it's two totally different. It looks like a different dimension. Because now
but
it's...
That's in Cleveland where they show the Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
That in Cleveland used to be straight up hardcore. If you want to die, go there. And that is where, you know, that's like the hangout and shit. Or we going out to the flats. Fucking going to the flats.
Nice knowing you.
You went to the flats. You used to go to the flats to die. That is not where you went to hang out.
Well, it was nice to know you. Later, dumbass. Yeah.
I came, I was getting, when I was going through my divorce with my ex-husband, and I came home, and my aunt was still single at the time, and she was like, I'm going to take you out, I need to cheer you up, grant you, we're all adults, so she's like, I'm going to take you to a comedy club, we're going down to the flats. I looked at my aunt, I wanted to check to see if she was on drugs, you know, I never had to do drugs, but it was always possible. She's like, we're going to the fucking flats. We went down there, I was like, damn, this the flats? The west side of Cleveland wasn't no joke, that part of it. Now, to me, it's like that. You know what? I can say there is no place in Detroit that I can say I remember when. I don't. You know, I don't have a remember when for Detroit at all yet.
Okay, that's good.
No, because it ain't shit that's bad that's done turned good.
Yeah, 42nd Street is, like, totally different because there used to be a lot of, you know, peep shows all over the place, porno stores, prostitutes. Now it looks like a mini Disneyland. You go, shit, M&M store and, you know, you name it.
Oh, so it looks like mini Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It's like that, minus the gambling, yeah. Well, illegal gambling.
You know what? I remember when we came to New York. Y'all always hear my New York story because I was like 12 when I came.
Yeah, this
is
when
so,
you want to shit on my city. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't know what. Don't blame me for not knowing what a damn transit hotel is. I didn't know that you could go someplace for 4 hours.
Yeah, relax.
You know, the store. But they was doing numbers in the store, and you know how you see like the old movies where you got the number man.
Uh-huh.
They do that in, what is it called, the bodegas.
Yeah,
least, the bodega that we went in.
Uh-huh.
They did it. Now, for those of y'all who said, how the hell does this bitch know what a bodega is? You know what? After going to New Jersey a few times, I found out they don't call them party stores. They bodegas.
Yep.
Don't know why they fucking call it a bodega, because it's a goddamn party store.
Depending what bodega you go. There's a lot of things that go on in certain bodegas. I got one next door to me, but it's run by what you call? We call I think it's not Muslim, but
Arabs.
Yeah, I think Arab. Yeah. But
you know
seem all right.
Not, they hate when we do that here because we don't want to. You know, we have one of the largest Arab communities outside of the Mid-East in Michigan.
Yeah, you said that plenty of times.
And we also have Ukrainians here.
Oh.
So
oh, that shit going on over there. Oh, shit. You know,
so,
in Russia.
And
man.
Believe it or not, we know what cities have, what cultures. People talk about how horrible Detroit is, but with metropolitan Detroit is so diverse. We have cities that, remember, we still have a true Polish city here.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, Hamtramck, Michigan is truly a Polish city with Polish traditions, everything.
Okay.
But Dearborn is where predominantly Arab community live. Well, your Arab community is in Dearborn, but your Ukrainians and all that are in Sterling Heights. And you don't call a Ukrainian an Arab.
Oh, you know, boy.
That's much ass beat.
Yeah, exactly. So, you want to get into a fight.
Motherfuckers will fuck you up. But we got, you know, I'm going to bring on Greg.
Hey,
Greg.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Miss V?
A whole hell of a lot better than I was on Tuesday.
Yeah, you missed it, Greg. Yeah, she was out of it, boy. She was very tired. Very
How
tired.
Are you, James?
Doing very well, Oklahoma Thunder. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Got issues, but yeah.
Oh, no.
I got my head held high.
Good. That's good, because we missed you on Tuesday. We figured that you were busy or something. We have our Randy called in, though, on Tuesday.
Well, hell, Randy didn't get the memo that we were off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't even know that V's After Dark was in dark. That's how they say in the business, we're going dark for a couple
of
weeks.
Yeah, we went dark for a couple of weeks.
Stupid. That's the stupidest thing in the business. I hate that. You're on vacation, okay? I hate that. We're going dark.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead. Who?
James. Does?
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Anything. Go for it.
Okay. What's going on with the chocolate models, Candy Doll, and who is the other one?
Oh, yeah. So Naomi, you know, your bestie, and I can consider her my friend also. There's these, they're dancer models, basically. And what was it like?
Because they don't follow me.
They follow you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. See, Naomi probably put it, hey, you better follow my homegirl. She probably said, listen, you better follow Ms. V, okay? That's my girl, okay? Yeah, they follow me too on Twitter. They're dancers and models. And I forgot which one is Gabby and which one is who's the other one named? Gabby.
Candy.
Oh, Candy.
Candy and Get.
One of them look like they could be related to Naomi because she got that look.
You know
and
what?
I don't
want
to put that out
too.
There, you know, but
I was thinking that too, and I was going to make a phone call.
Yeah,
and
uh-huh.
I was like, let me not do that shit. You know
yeah,
me.
Exactly. I thought the same thing too. I was going to ask her, but I was like, nah, you know what? I'm not going to do that. But she looked like almost
I
like her cousin or something, you know, or
I
sister
could do
or something.
It. I can
you know
do
what I mean?
It. I can do it.
Well, yeah, you can do it.
You know I can do it.
Yeah, me and James think the same thing.
Be like,
hello?
Oh, James told me to ask you this.
Oh, yeah, you would do that, too. Throw my ass on the bus. Yeah, huh? Yeah.
I wouldn't be me if I didn't do that.
Yeah, of course. But you could say we both were wandering, you know. You could do that.
You know what? I could tell. I'll know if it's who I think it is.
Oh, well, don't say. Yeah.
I'll have to.
But she does look
picture.
Related, though. She does. I don't know if that. I think that's the one that's Gabby. If I'm not mistaken. But I looked at her and said, "Wow, she almost looks like Naomi, a little bit, like the same features, you know, in the face." And I was like, And I said, "You know what? Let me shut up." I said, "I'm not coming to that. I'm not gonna ask." You gotta be careful. You know, you don't want to like, you know, seem like you're nosy or some shit. You know,
I do.
I'm curious. I ain't gonna lie, but I know you are. I mean, I'm curious.
I'm nosy, shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, you definitely nosy. So so they're actually
I'm real nosy.
So like I was trying to say, they're actually looking for other models and dancers too, because she was saying there's big things coming up for the network, which is good. Nice to see here.
Well, once I drop my weight, we'll be out there. I got to drop my weight.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, actually, Miss V, if you want to ask that question, just say, hey, Greg from Oklahoma wants to know, are you guys actually related?
I ain't even got to do it that way. I'll send a text message. I know what I'll do.
I mean, hey, I don't care, because
you know
I would actually I ask the same question.
Yeah.
Yeah, but y'all
they
know,
were
I,
on.
I'm gonna pick up a phone when I get all my shit situated. I think what I'm gonna do is piss her off. And I say this when y'all hear me say I'm gonna piss her off. Let me tell you what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
know
that Naomi is my bestie. No, I'm gonna piss her off because once I get really settled, I'm gonna make some macaroni and cheese. And I'm gonna take a picture of it in front of the wall of my house. I'm gonna say, in the new house, wish you was here, getting ready to eat this mac and cheese, and I'm going to post that shit on Twitter and get cussed out.
Yeah, because she loves your mac and cheese, like you said. Yeah.
Be like, bedroom ready for you.
I'm getting ready
to... Oh, that's the other thing. I'm in a five-bedroom house now, so all my bedrooms aren't filled yet, but...
Oh, okay.
But one of the bedrooms is my office. And
yeah, that sounds awesome. I can't wait till you take pictures of it.
I'm running my office. It'll be finished
out.
In a couple of days.
That'd be cool.
Like I said, I've had other offices that have a true office where I could close the goddamn door. Oh, I'm loving this shit.
There's no beads or some sheet you throw in the doorway.
And I mean where people can come in and say, this is a desk. I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah.
To tell you how spoiled my ass is,
yeah.
I have a heated chair massager that I bought. So, like, if I'm staying too long working, I can actually throw the chair massager into my chair, and it has a remote on it, and it's heated.
All right, good for you. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, bitch doing it right this time, you know.
Yeah, damn. It's bougie, but it's cool.
Bougie.
I'm getting my, as I had my drink, I had my massage going with the chair.
Put this drink. Maybe I'm getting 8 out, you know. Like, baby, we're not going to christen the top of my desk, but we can christen the office.
Yeah.
No, because I'm actually looking in my office. I want to put like a little, I want to make it office combination guest room. But
yeah.
It's a really small room. It's only big enough for my desk. But,
mm-hmm.
And my fridge. But I'm thinking you know how they have those chairs that fold out into, you know how like in the hospitals they have the chair that'll fold out into like a twin size bed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about trying to look for something like that to put in here.
That's cool.
I can tell you one thing. This damn house get cold as hell. I ain't got to worry about how the fucking air work in this bitch.
Well, that's good. That's good for the summertime shit.
Hell, I'm freezing right now, and I'm like, what the fuck? Every night I've had to cut the air off up in here.
Is there a hole in this house?
I was going to say, that's good insulation.
Yeah, exactly.
Cold.
Shit, because...
freezing. I cut the damn air off last night.
Wish I could say that.
And had the ceiling fans on.
Look at that. Look at that. You save energy, too. Look at that.
Yeah,
wow.
But I'm paying two electric bills right now because I still have power on in my other house until Tuesday. But there's nothing going over there. I cut the air. You know what?
Yeah, that not be.
There's no furniture in there. So when I went over there the other day, I was like, why the fuck is the air on? I cut that damn air off. I was like, cut this bitch off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's muggy up in there, but Saturday will be finished. Tomorrow night I'll probably be over there all night long. Okay,
wow.
Greg, did you have anything you want to ask us?
We
just talked randomly about
after like
shit.
10 minutes later.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we talk about anything and everything on Thursdays.
Yeah, that's right. On Tuesday, considering. Tuesday's kind of like
now,
that too, in a way.
Tuesday I missed. I was out actually painting a frame off of a 38 Chevrolet.
Nice.
Damn. And, yeah, prepping it for rebuild.
Cool.
So, yeah, I was kind of tied up with automotive.
That's all right. I was so out of it. And
you
should have
heard
so
it, Greg.
I
never heard this woman this tired in my life. I've heard her tired, but not tired like this. Oh, my God. I thought she was going to. I carried most of the show, you know. Luckily, she knows talent when she sees it, because otherwise she has some other, you know, some sort of slub.
But because
show,
I couldn't do shit, I was like, listen, you're doing
this. Yeah, she told me straight up. So listen, you're going to have to carry the weight tonight.
It's like, I can't do it, shit.
No problem.
Now the big thing that I've actually seen on Twitter and news tonight has been, what about AD calling Jerry Jones, hey, I want to be a cowboy and not a Viking.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I did, and
now
I hate him.
Well, I don't.
I didn't hear that.
Even though I don't like cowboys, but he's under contract until 2017.
That's a good point. So, in other words, are you trying to ask, isn't that collusion or something? Or like,
Jerry Jones reported it, from what I understand today, to let NFL officials know, hey, he contacted us, me, whatever, and...
we didn't reach out to him, yeah.
And took the blame or heat off of Jerry Jones because...
Yeah, because if they do that and he's still on the contract, they could go after them. So with them letting them know, they're saying, hey, we didn't do this shit. This is him doing it.
He did.
So if y'all got a problem, y'all need to be talking to him, not us. And that was the
yep.
good thing for them to do, because
mm-hmm.
putting it out there like that does not make them look like, oh, we just want to steal your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because
well, yeah.
it's not them.
I think regardless if he was thinking of doing that or not, whatever is true, Jerry Jones is smart to say, listen, I'm not stupid. I'm going to say, listen, I didn't want, this was not my idea. This is homeboy. He was saying all this. This is not me. We're not, not doing nothing illegal, talking here. This, that, and the third. And what if you're the Vikings or a Viking fan and you hear this news and you're like, wow, that's kind of messed up. Like, yo, you've been with the team all these years and you just want to blurt that out? Like, I mean, wow. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would. I mean, what else is going to light a fire underneath the Vikings offense?
Mm.
Offensive line. Hey, block for me.
Mm-hmm.
Take pride in your job. Get your shit done.
You know what's amazing when you think about with Peterson is that even without a good offensive line, he still kicked ass. So I imagine he had a real offensive line.
He does.
You know what I mean?
And what about Sam Bradford?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat. No, okay, well, he's missed actually 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But his first year did great. Second year, where was the offensive line?
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't realize, because everyone thinks about, which is understandable. Everyone, it's, of course, important to have a damn good quarterback. You don't have to have the greatest quarterback. But if you have at least an above-average, decent quarterback, you need that. You need, and I don't care what anybody says. I know I sound old school when I say this, but to me, you need a running game. I'm sorry. I know the game is different where everything is throw, 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 and the rules are more for the offense because, God forbid, you put your hands on somebody now. You know.
Uh-huh.
But to me, if you have a running game, which is the old thing that's always been going on in NFL since the beginning of time, it sets up the pass. So if you have a good, at least a decent running game, your offense opens up even more. So everybody that poo-poos about running backs now, to me, is stupid. Because you need at least some sort of a running game. You understand? You can't
yes.
pass every time, you know. You can't get 60 attempts every game or whatever. That's ridiculous. You have to run the ball. If you have a running game of a 5-yard average, that's pretty damn good. You know, right there you're halfway for a first down right there off the bat. Boom. Okay, now you just throw, do what the hell you want. So to me, a running game is very important. And, of course, having very good or superstar-type wide receivers. Wide receivers, of course, are very important. And, of course, a tight end. To me, a tight end is a important part of the game, not only to block, but also to catch. If you have a tight end that can do both, you're doing very well. Especially if you have more than one, then you're really doing well. But
oh, yeah.
That, to me, the offensive line, both defensive line, more the offensive line than anything else, they don't get no love. You have to really know football to know an offensive lineman. But they're like the heart and guts of the football team. Well, without the offensive line, you can't do none of the things I just told you. You can't run. You can't pass. I guarantee you, you put John Unitas in his prime. If he has no offensive line, he will look like the worst quarterback you've ever seen in your life. You understand? The offensive line is a huge, huge thing. Just ask Emmitt Smith. He will tell you. If he didn't have those big four up front, he would never have broke he would have never had all the rushing yards he had to eventually break the all-time record, which is still, when I hear that, it's just weird not to have Walter Payton up there. But anyway.
Well, it's the same way with Joe Namath and
mm-hmm.
Terry Bradshaw and, just went blank.
That happens to me all the whole time. I always go blank sometimes. You think of another good quarterback?
Cowboy back in
the day. Oh, Aikman? Troy Aikman?
No.
Oh.
No.
What's his name? The one before him,
Roger
right?
Staubach.
Yeah, Roger Staubach. Yeah, I knew what you were trying to say. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, granted.
He went to the Navy Academy.
Roger yes.
Staubach. Which is very rare. It's just like David, the Admiral himself, David Robinson in Spurs.
Yes.
Yeah. Very
same way with basketball.
Yes. See? There you go. Yeah, I know a little something.
thing is, even though you go Troy Aikman, even though he started here in Oklahoma at OU.
Oh, really?
It's like, okay, I'm not seeing where I'm going to go. So transfers, goes to another college. Guess
yeah,
what?
He went to UCLA, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know he was. Yeah, that's the. I learned something else tonight. Look at that. I learned about East Detroit. Troy Aikman was in Oklahoma. What else I learned?
He was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, look at that. He looked like an Oklahoman.
Henrietta, Oklahoma.
You know, he does. You know what? I always say he looked like Mickey Mantle. So it makes sense now.
Yep.
Because Mickey Mantle, Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yeah. Bobby Mercer, Oklahoma.
And like Harold Porter, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Professional baseball catcher.
Yes. Jim Ross.
Rest in peace, Harold.
Yes, rest in peace. Jim Ross, who used to do wrestling play-by-play. Great Oklahoman.
Yep, Jim Ross still does it and
yep.
still lives here in
Love
Oklahoma.
Jim Love Jim Ross. That's my man right there.
And there's actually another wrestler from Oklahoma.
Oh, I know Jack Swagger.
Yes. Bingo.
Yeah, he was a big-time amateur wrestler. Matter of fact, he got records, I think, right, in Oklahoma, right?
Yes, but did you know he actually played for OU as a Sooner?
Yes, I've seen pictures of yes, he was a yes, I've seen that, yes. Yes, I've seen that, yeah, that's right. I remember he brought it up in the storyline one time. That's why
yeah.
I know.
And I know the story on him because of one of the guys that I know that played with him in college and found out the story about how he was drawn into WWE.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it, wow.
I would love to know that story.
Well, it definitely won't be one on the air.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it that way.
Wow, interesting. Okay. Yeah, you're just going to leave everybody in the dark, okay.
Well, on this one, yes. Because I will not reveal my source.
Gotcha. I understand. I got no problem.
I totally understand. I know how the situation happened and how he was basically kicked off of the Sooners, and then Jim Ross approached him, and he went.
Gotcha.
Okay. All the way.
Gotcha. Okay. I can. I put two and two together. I think I got it. Let's put it like that. I shut up. So it's interesting stuff. Do you have a football team, Greg? Since we're getting close to NFL season.
Oh, well, as far as college, of course.
Well, the Sooners, obviously.
Sooner,
right? They play this weekend, right?
Yes. They play at 6 on pay-per-view, which,
pay-per-view?
I'll listen to the radio.
Why is it on pay-per-view? Why is it on local TV?
They normally do at least one, maybe two games of season on pay-per-view.
That's
and normally it's against a very small team, which, they're playing.
That sucks. Yeah.
Not to mention, it's being blown up, too, by OSU, Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Yep, I know OSU.
Playing Florida State or, national champions at Jerry World.
Okay.
And that's major, I think, on ABC.
If you say so.
It's a nationally televised game. I mean, Florida State, last year's national champions, playing Oklahoma State University Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a nationally televised game at 7 p.m. Central Time.
Now, let me put this out there. I'm going to see. I'm very confident that you know this answer. Let's put it like this. I think you know this answer. Can you name me a New York Knick that actually played on OSU.
New York.
Nick, he came from OSU, and then he was in the D League. He was on other teams before the Knicks got him, and I would say he played for the Knicks during, you know, the early 90s, you know, Pat Riley team.
Actually, no.
John Starks played OSU, the Cowboys. He actually was born.
Starks. Okay.
Yep. John Starks.
Now, the name sounds familiar, yes, but,
mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the day, it's Wayman Tisdale and all the team that year that I actually went to go see.
Okay.
Which would be Tisdale. I think a few years later, Desmond.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think Desmond Mason played OSU.
Okay.
But could have been OU.
Okay. Also, Big Country, you know, the nickname, I forgot his real,
yep.
real name, but Big Country was
yep.
OSU.
OSU.
And
yep.
that his team went to the Final Four in 95 in Jersey. You know,
yes.
that one year. It was, what, Georgetown, them, I forgot who the other two teams were. I don't know if it was Syracuse and Duke, because I don't remember. But I know they definitely went to the Final Four that year, that one year with him on that team.
Yes.
Yeah, see, I know a little something.
I mean, as far as basketball, I'm kind of a little bit slow on, but I
yeah.
know. I mean,
well,
I was.
Football, you got it down.
I mean, I think I was still in high school and actually got to watch Wayman Tisdale play junior or senior year at OU
okay.
underneath Billy Tubbs, and it was, to me, awesome. It was great.
Cool.
And, you know, God rest his soul, not here, but, man, what a great player. And just awesome.
But he didn't die of natural causes, if you don't mind me asking, or what was it?
No. No, actually, Google Wayman Tisdale.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a played in the NBA.
Uh-oh.
A accomplished jazz singer player and diagnosed cancer.
Oh.
A leg amputated.
Ooh.
And kept going until the very last day.
Wow. Wow.
And they actually have now a Wayman Tisdale Award because basically, I mean, it was his heart and soul that drove, I mean, everything in his life.
Well, Steve, I had to ask that because I had a feeling it wasn't normal circumstances, but I asked anyway just in case. Yeah, he died May 15, 2009.
Yes.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yep.
Wow. That's a damn shame. By the way, you're listening to Ask Greg Sports with Greg and James Acevedo, and the woman you hear in the background, that's actually Ms. V. You can call at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And press 1, and you could be like Greg here and talk to us. Because if you don't press 1, all you're going to hear is just us talking shit.
I don't know if they can get through after we're off the air, because, you know, we're in overtime now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if you could do it over. You know, I knew we were over, but I still didn't know.
Yeah, but I think that's already in when.
Oh, okay. So never mind what I just said. But you are listening to Ask Miss V Sports, of course. I just messed around with Miss V because she'd been quiet the last 10 minutes. I just thought, you know.
Multitasking shit.
She was like, these two motherfuckers, my God. Blah, 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 Oklahoma, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Michigan, hello! You know, I should wake up.
Now, actually, on Michigan, I can say I have flown out of Detroit, International?
Metropolitan. We don't have an international.
Okay.
We have an international.
Well,
we don't even have an international terminal no more. We have some international flights.
Okay.
All I know is I took a truck, dropped it off there in Parma, Michigan, went and partied in Jackson, Michigan, went to the hotel, woke up 2 hours later, and was on a flight out of Detroit.
Wow.
With a severe hangover.
Fun.
With five connecting flights.
Oh.
To Oklahoma.
Oh, why five? What the hell? Why the five?
It was cheaper.
Oh, wow, really?
Because I quit the company.
There you go. Bingo, ding, ding. Wow, five. I heard of, two or three, but five. I'm like, holy shit, five? Oh, my God. What a nightmare. And that's not including probably you had delays in between at least a couple of times probably, right?
I mean, it was like 20, 30-minute delays for catch-up flights.
Well, that adds up, though.
But the thing is, with a hangover.
Oh, hell, that seems longer.
And you keep going up in the air.
Yes, that's true.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, the air's thinner,
It was takeoff. And thank God it was not like flying into Salt Lake City.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, you fly in Salt Lake City, nosedive.
Really?
And when you take off, you climb high because of the mountains.
Wow.
Well, that's
Climbing
to Denver. Denver ain't no better.
Same way.
It's around the same way.
Denver is not no damn better.
No.
You know what was funny?
You can tell when you fly into Denver, I've never been to Denver, but I've flown into Denver to change flights. And I can tell you every time I've ever had to fly into Denver, either going to Seattle or going to Vegas, I hate flying in there because you can tell, even though you're only in Denver for a short amount of time, you can tell the difference being there.
Really? Well, hot city.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. It's in your air. By the way, Greg, how many times does Stuart ask you, would you like a drink, sir? No, please, no.
No, actually, every every time I've ever flown, you want a drink? Or it's like water?
Yeah.
You can take my own liquor with me.
No, it's like, no.
You must be doing that.
I
take heartbeat.
My own liquor with me.
I mean, the first time I flew was going from here, Oklahoma City, to Phoenix. Well, we had to fly into Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And take off here in Oklahoma, it's like, okay, flat. Then, oh, man, I love this. Then it's like, okay, well, you get to Salt Lake, and it's like, holy shit, you're going down steep.
Wow.
And when you take off, you're going up steep. Flying into Phoenix back in 92 because I went to a umpire school for professional baseball.
Okay.
And Phoenix Sky Harbor is awesome. It's flat.
You're flat.
But when you fly into a mountainous area, you've got a steep descent and take off. And trust me, a hangover is not the way to deal with it.
Not good. By the way, I see with this Wayman Tisdale, he actually was a jazz musician.
Uh-huh.
Wow. He actually had a few albums.
Yes.
Wow.
This man was very talented.
He was very, very talented.
He was only, I'm trying to do calculation as well, I'm on the air. Okay, he was born in 64, all right, 10, 20, 30, 40, all right, 40, around 45. Wow, only 45. 45, 46, wow.
He's 45.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he was
just under 45.
Actually born 4 years before me.
Wow. Hmm.
But accomplished. I mean, guy was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I learned something. I'm glad that I learned something every now and then. That's good.
It's official. I had to cut the damn air off again.
I wish I could say that shit. I have this fucking fan. I need that shit.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I'm fucking freezing again. I got up, I cut the damn air off. But then it's only 66 degrees outside here right now.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's see. Let me look at my trusty phony. It's right now, anybody cares in this country of ours or around the world, it's 73 degrees in my neighborhood in New York City. 73. Not bad. Partly cloudy,
I need to change mine to reflect my new location. That might not be the temperature. No, I'm serious because I do live in a different city now.
Yeah.
And
true, you think, yeah.
Well, it's like my weather radio. I haven't gone and changed it yet. And everybody needs to get a weather radio. I kid you not.
Now, elaborate on this weather radio. Is this like an app or something?
No, it's a truth radio.
Oh, okay. It's, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the name of the app. I don't know.
No, I'm actually being serious. Everybody should have a weather radio, especially with the way we've been having storms and everything this year.
Uh-huh.
And I have not. You can program the weather radio on how it alerts you. And mine is still set for where I was living at. So, I'm telling you, it's one of the best things because when we had those bad thunderstorms with the flood a couple of weeks ago, it was driving my dogs crazy, but it was the best thing to have because it was just really letting it be known that, hey, this is what the hell is going on, and you can heed this or not, you know.
Yeah, it's up to you.
I've had a weather radio for a few years now. I love it. I mean, it annoys my dogs, but I like it because when I hear it going off or when I hear them really, really start barking because I can't hear it, I know to take heed. And normally it makes the announcement a few times. It just doesn't go once.
Yes. And see, that's the thing here in Oklahoma. We have weather radios, too, just for the fact mostly on tornadoes.
Oh, tornadoes. Oh, shit. Well, that makes sense around your way.
I mean, we've had a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah, I mean, man, my God. I mean, it's horrible.
And, weather radio is, Miss V, the best thing.
Yeah, I learned something else. See, wow, I'm learning a lot of shit today.
The TV stations here really, because people forget that being in Michigan, give it 5 minutes, the weather changes here, seriously. And they go through storm season. They call it, especially when the spring comes, twice a year they do like a sale on, not really a sale, but they really promote people getting weather radios. And a lot of times people say, I don't need a weather radio, I got a regular radio. Well, I'm going to tell, and I'm going to say this because this is actually good promotion. The advantage to having a weather radio is that when the power goes out in your home, if you have your batteries in your weather radio keeps the same time. It keeps going. And normally if you get the good batteries, your weather radio will go for 2 or 3 days with no power and keep you very alert of what's going on. And I'm not talking about going to get no $10 or $15 batteries. Sometimes I just get some Duracells or something and have them in there. Or sometimes the weather radios are rechargeable, like mine stays plugged up. But when I was moving, I wasn't thinking, and I was like, wow, why the hell does this radio still have? I was like, oh, shit, this is the weather radio, and I plugged it right back up when I got to my new home. Mm-hmm. Now I've got to go and program it because I'm closer to a different county, and I want the weather from that county also. But, everybody, I would really suggest, I don't care where you live at in the country, you know, the weather radio is one of the best things to have.
Right.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing, too. If you do not have a weather radio where you have extreme weather, at least know the four or five all counties surrounding the county that you live in. And that way, if you actually still have power and watch news, okay, well, it's in this county. Okay, mm-hmm. I've got about 30 minutes. Okay, it's getting stronger. Well,
wow.
Time to get out.
Yeah.
Take cover just in case.
Wow.
And I mean, it's a big thing to have. I mean, this horrible winter we had when it was getting cold, well, depending on how your area and how it's done, and for you guys to say, we still don't understand what a weather radio is. A
mm-hmm.
weather radio, the broadcasts come through the weather radio, come from the National Broadcasting System, which is a government agency.
Yep.
This is not private. So nope. This is actually what they're saying locally, and every city, county,
yep.
state in this
mm-hmm.
country have people who are actual real meteorologists who work for the weather service throughout the entire country, and this is their job. This is what they do. They are staffed 24/7 by different people. The alert you hear is the same voice. It's a computer-generated voice.
Yeah.
But there are actual people who are sending this out, so they're putting the actual information in. So it's really good to
yep.
have, because this is not like your regular radio. Like, you're not going to go cut this radio to listen to music. That weather radio
yep.
has one purpose and one purpose only, to let you know when storms are approaching or nearby or on top of you. Sometimes, like they said, they don't always catch the tornadoes because of how quickly they develop. But if there's something coming near you, or like a horrible thunderstorm or lightning storm, and they're really bad, if they're severe enough to be put on the TV, they're severe enough to be broadcast over that.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. See, we cover all bases here on this show.
We're educational people, too. We don't.
Exactly.
We just don't talk about nonsense.
We should just change it to from Ask Ms. V Sports to Ask Ms. V Anything.
A conversation with James and Ms. V.
Thursday
night.
Oh, that, too. A conversation. With James and Ms. V. Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about any and everything.
Yeah, ain't nothing different. Ain't nothing different. Yeah, so after we do this show, I don't do a show again until V's After Dark, because Dollhouse Radio is on hiatus because of Labor Day weekend. So it's going to feel weird not doing any shows tomorrow.
Damn,
or Monday.
I mean, you go on one break from one show, you're still working. Go on break from another show. And you know what? People want your job because your ass get breaks.
Yeah. It's going to feel weird not doing, but, you know, it's okay. You know, I need a little breaky because after, like I said, after tonight, I'm going to do another show till V's After Dark Tuesday. So, you know, I'll still do my other job.
It gives
you
time to spend some quality time with your lady.
Yes, I just did that actually last night, too. So.
In the family. And
Yes, true.
I'm sure your dad got things for you to do.
Don't jinx it. Well, of course, if he asked me, of course, you know, he's an older gentleman. Of course, I would help out my pop. Yeah, no problem. I would help out my dad, of course. You know, my father was the type, though, that had no patience. Though he wasn't the type to really like to teach his sons anything. You know, if I didn't know how to do something right away, okay, you stupid, get out of here. You know. Not that we consider
it
child abuse nowadays, you know. All right, you don't know what you're doing.
So you lazy bum, you're not working hard enough. You're not really Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Yeah, he, I tell you, he'd be like, yeah, trust me. If I say, boy, I'm working hard today, it's, oh, you're working hard, huh? Not like how I worked hard. It's okay, well, this is not a pissing contest, okay? I'm not saying you. I'm not comparing what I do to what you do, you know. But forget about it. I remember one day I just brought up and we went out to dinner with all the family. And I remembered, you know, I was doing security at some little bullshit mall. outside the parking lot. I was in a car with no air conditioning. So I was like, damn, it was real hot that summer, too. That was like an 07, I think it was. And I remember saying, boy, I couldn't deal with the driving around with no air conditioner. Yo, when my father heard that, you would have thought I cursed his ass out and his mother, too. He was like, what? He's like, you know, when I was sanitation, we had no, you know, we had no air conditioning. I said, all right, I got you. I understand. I'm not comparing. I'm not saying, like, your
now,
job
was
shit.
Now, was your father born here, or was he born in Puerto Rico?
He actually was born in Puerto Rico, and he moved over here in New York when he was 2 years old.
Okay, so he's like a native New Yorker with Puerto Rican heritage.
Yeah. He was born in PR, but they moved out here when he was two. So.
With no AC.
Yeah. Oh, you would have thought I cursed him out. Oh, well, I deal with that all the time, working as a sanitation, you know. I said, all right, well, okay, you know, I'm not comparing, you know. The fuck?
You like, know what? Okay. They're going to cut us off in about 30 minutes. We might want to wrap this up because we got cut off last week.
Yeah, I know. I remember hearing, oh, no. That was funny. And I remember saying, goodbye. I remember real quick, goodbye.
I was going to say, damn, we got 30 minutes?
Yeah. Usually when Miss V says, they say, okay, we got about 30 seconds.
That's because, you know what, I ain't going to lie, I'm still tired. I'm better than I was Tuesday. No, I'm better than I was Tuesday, though.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, no day. I'm telling you, Greg, if you hear V's After Dark this past Tuesday, I thought it was an imposter I was working with the other night.
I mean, was it almost like the one time that she was completely cut off?
Well, there was actually some point
when
in the show
talked,
she was cut off.
You know, that one time?
Oh. Yeah, you mean,
do you remember that?
When they kept cutting me off. I know what he's talking about. No, this is me on the air sleeping.
It was a malfunction?
This wasn't a malfunction. This was me on the air sleeping.
Dead ass tired.
I mean, I got cued in, and me and James were just going back and forth.
Oh, yeah. That was just like a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that was like a month ago. So I remember we were just talking. Actually, it was just like before, except actually Ms. V was actually with us tonight. She was just, you know, bored what we were talking about. But the other time, we thought she was there. And I remember saying, I don't know if Ms. V is there. And then all of a sudden, hey, you hear me now? Yeah, she was actually cut off for like 15, 20 minutes. And we were, that's right. I remember being on, and I was like, uh-oh, and then you came out of nowhere. Like,
yes.
Your call got picked up. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. That was like over
a month ago. I was able to put Greg in, but I couldn't get back in.
Smart move. Yeah, but you couldn't get back
then,
up.
And then, not to mention, the other time, it was like, where's Miss V? She's looking up the race, horse races.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. That was like about 3 months ago, so I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. They're going horse racing. Yeah, you two were going. I was playing the Miss V role in that show. I was quiet in that one. I was like,
yeah,
talking about horses. Okay.
I mean, Tuesday, thank goodness I knew information about our guests, but I was like being pissed and tired, you know.
Uh-huh.
The move was supposed to be smooth. The move was 6 hours. I thought it would have been about four, but it was six. But the 2 hours extra still wasn't a biggie thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But not having no fucking internet, and they're like, well, you should have called us earlier. And they were, how the fuck was I going to know that? Believe me, if I would have known that I didn't have no fucking internet,
hello,
I would have called them and had their bitch asses out here earlier Tuesday.
Oh, big time.
Of course.
But I didn't even have my computer here until like 6 o'clock, 6 or 7 o'clock. I kid you not. You would have thought that my intention was to bring my computer here first and then be there for the movers. And because I was up until 2 o'clock the morning the night before trying to get ready for the movers, I overslept. And I woke up at 6:45, which is 2 hours later than I was supposed to, so all plans were hit.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Ooh, not cool.
Especially with professional movers, but the moving company, excellent moving company.
He was saying that Tuesday.
I highly recommend them.
What was the name of them again? I remember you put that out there.
Shit. Let me pull it up because yes, I'm a member of Angie's List.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we don't get paid by bringing this up, but, you know, we're being nice.
Would it have the name 2 in it?
Oh, it's like we're playing Wheel of Fortune. Is there an A, you know?
No, I'm actually going to pull it up because I,
I'm going to buy a vowel and
the
A.
No, the actual T-W-O, 2. I don't want to say the full name.
I'm
going
to
say it. No,
well, I'm not going to advertise a company that she didn't use.
No, it's not 2 men in a truck. Hell no. Are you fucking crazy?
I didn't say that.
I'm saying hell to the no. I did not say 2 men.
2 men with a truck. But wait a minute.
No,
didn't he say there was an O in the initial?
Where
you get the T for the truck?
In a fucking truck.
I did not say that, but okay.
That's not like a bad comedy movie. 2 men with a truck, rated R.
Oh, shit.
Like, I got 2 men with a truck. Huh? Nothing, nothing. If I hear a name like that from a movie company, I ain't going to that. That name alone doesn't...
Okay, this is the name
of the
company
that, seriously.
That I use.
Go ahead. What is it?
The company that I use was called All Around Moving and Storage.
Okay, well, that sounds better than 2 men in a truck. With a truck, whatever the fuck it is. Way better name. Sounds more professional, at least. That's good. Okay. So, reasonable rates, great service, very courteous.
Yeah.
They called you Murphy, yes. That's good, that's good. Did they each get tips?
Yes. I gave them tips. I won't say how much because I don't know if their company listens to my show, but
Exactly. Yeah.
I did tip them. They were tipped nicely. And anybody who knows me, let's get something clear. Anybody who knows me personally knows that I believe in tipping.
Of course.
And these guys went above and, I mean, they were excellent.
That's great. That's
good. Awesome.
At least something went right.
Shit. Oh, shit. That? I mean, when I drove over the road hauling cars, I was tipped twice.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
I mean, the first time, okay, well, that's cool. It's awesome. Second time, wow.
But, you need any more help? Yeah.
But no, it was, I mean, 2 cars going to, basically, I mean, Long Island.
Oh, wow.
And I think I told you, James, on those 2 cars.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember them, so don't question
The 59 Caddy.
Okay.
And 69 Ranchero.
Nice. Did you have to go all the way to, like, the ass of the island? You know, you had to go to, like, Suffolk County? Some shit?
No, I picked them up in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but...
And then drove them to Long Island to where he could prep them, clean them, and then take them back to Manhattan for lawn ornaments for a Halloween party for the lady that owned the cars. And it was a lavender 59 Cadillac.
Wow, lavender.
And a 69.
Great number.
Ranchero, which belonged to Elvis.
Ah, the king, the real king.
Yeah.
Not the king that's in Cleveland. And that guy, so-called king. Which, by
that
the way...
you guys, I'm going to read
on that one.
I'm going to read you guys the review I did on this moving company to tell you how much I love them.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you actually wrote one? Good.
Yeah, I did a remote. I did.
Good. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
Angie's List gets really detailed with you. And
yes.
The company, like I said, was All Around Moving and Storage. They're part of the Allied Moving Companies. They contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they asked how much I paid, which I said $150. It was a little bit more than that, but it was only a few dollars more. They asked the description of my work, and mine was a local move to my new home. And then this is what I said. I was like, the movers, Corey and Gary, I named them by name so people know who came out. I said they were great. They called me at approximately 8:30 saying they were about 30 minutes from my home. To say the least, I was ready, but I wasn't ready, but they were great. They arrived at 9:15, introduced themselves, and started working. The 26th was extremely hot, and these two guys never missed a beat. They worked straight through for 6 hours. My daughter and I tried to help since we knew we hadn't prepared the way we should, and all I can say is they were great. Nothing was damaged, and everything went smooth as can be expected. I had not moved in over 12 years. Therefore, I didn't realize how much stuff I had accumulated. Even when I thought I was prepared for the move, we found that I really wasn't prepared. I would highly recommend this company to anyone who asks. Big thanks to Corey and Gary, who were the best. You made my day by making this move go very smooth.
Very nice.
And then they had all these additional questions. And they asked me, what would I recommend to the company? This is what I would recommend to the company. It was like, one of the questions said, what did you like least about this contractor? And I told them I didn't like that the movers weren't told beforehand they would need tools for breaking down my beds and removing the legs on my furniture. They didn't have any tools for them. Luckily, I had tools, and I keep tools around. Anybody knows I'm a tomboy at heart?
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute.
Yeah. Alert.
Okay. My dogs are barking. I know, I just
welcome to
okay, they're barking. Well, you know what? They're barking, but it must be, remember, I got critters around me. I can see my front door from I can literally look out and see my front door, which is strange. I don't have to, like, go around, so I don't know who the hell they barking at. Whatever it is. They know dogs live in this house.
Could be spirits.
No, I sage this house. Let's get that clear. I'm very spiritual. I sage the hell out this damn house. Okay?
I know. I'm messing. I know you said that earlier.
I know. I said, where the hell that come from? He says spirits, and she says, hell no. You never know what the hell is going to come out this mouth.
Exactly. And mine, too. You know. Oh,
now,
and Greg, too.
Oh, yeah. Now,
so yes,
I'm going to say,
I love answers.
Do any of you guys have people in Columbus, Ohio?
No, that's the hood. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't have, no.
Well,
okay, I know.
In that area, because I actually know a friend, a jeweler in Columbus.
Oh.
And this guy is awesome.
Now, when you say a jeweler, you're talking about a guy who fakes jewelry and stuff, right?
Well, I'll put it this way. He
some people
left
think you might be talking about something else.
He left the family business here in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Third, possibly, generation.
Okay.
And decided to go ahead and transfer and move on his own to another jewelry place that deals with watches, I mean diamonds, gold, platinum, you name it.
Nice.
And this dude is cool.
Nice. Awesome. We cover everything here on this show. We're talking about jewelry, cars, moving companies. What else we covered? Oh, we talked about the adult industry. Let's see what else.
James,
yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
sure,
I do know a person in California that deals with the Bugattis, Rolls Royces.
Nice. Double R.
High-end cars.
Nice.
Also know a real estate person in California.
Nice.
That, yeah, we can talk all over.
That's what's cool about traveling all over the country with the job you were doing.
No, actually, everything right now is on Twitter.
Oh, okay. They're even better. You can go anywhere in 2 seconds. Yeah, on Twitter. Yes. Yes. I can imagine halfway around the world when they see my tweets, like, what the fuck?
Ooh, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The hell is this guy saying in America?
They probably... Oh, my God. I can't repeat this, so I'm not going to say it. I really can't repeat it, but I got an email from a loyal listener making a request.
Oh, I done fucked up. Shut him up.
What's this? It's
me, Greg.
Did you send me Greg?
No.
Let me go see Greg. You made that request. It was a lucrative request.
What the hell?
Okay.
What the hell?
No, what? I did not send no emails. I'm on Twitter.
Interesting.
And I'm talking with people in Ohio.
Nice. I'm curious now about this email now.
No shit.
From a loyal listener. I wonder if it's who I think, you know, without saying nothing, I think I know.
No, this is someone who's never called into the show.
Oh, okay.
This person's never called into the show.
Oh, okay. Damn, what the hell? I mean, I could, my imagination can go all over the place, but I'm just...
Yeah,
no,
but he's still listening.
Wow. Is it something that made you stand back going, hey? You know, like, what the hell?
Wow.
But how long is the email? Shit.
You know, but I looked at it this morning, and...
You were, like, half awake, so you didn't really look at
it? I really didn't look at it. I'm going to have to consult with some people.
Oh, wow. That'll sound cool.
I've got to consult with some people.
Wow.
I need some advice.
So interesting.
It's interesting. I don't normally, you know, I don't normally get requests. And for those y'all who saying what the hell, for those y'all saying what's going on, a lot of people know that I also practice other lifestyles.
Yes. That's a clue.
Okay. Enough said. I already know some of that situation.
And for those who are saying, oh, wow, Ms. V, you take... No, I do not take off my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't. I do not take off my clothes. You motherfuckers do not want to get the shit scared out of you if I take off my fucking clothes, okay? Let's get this shit clear. I'm not trying to scare y'all, okay? You know,
the only times I take my clothes off, going to bed, taking a shower.
There you go.
Or
I'm letting y'all know I don't want to scare y'all with this shit because I look put like this, and this is something for y'all to laugh about. And I'm gonna put it out there because I think it's funny. I guess it's kind of disgusting and funny. Y'all tell me.
Okay.
You guys know I've been. James knows I've been moving and I've been doing all this stuff. And I do a lot of stuff. I'm very, very hands-on.
Yeah.
And when I say hands-on, I'm a really, you know, I'm not afraid to lay a floor. I'm not afraid to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always realize the things that I do to my body when I'm doing stuff like this because I'm not a professional.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm doing what I do. So I'm walking around the house that we just moved out of. And remember, it's me and my daughter who live there and nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk around with lesser clothes on than I would if people other than my daughter lived with me. And she looked and she's like, Mom, what did you do to your ass? And that's exactly what she said. She said, you got a big ass bruise on your ass. I was like, show me. She took a picture. I thought a welt back there. I kid you not, I felt this welt, but I'm thinking just a welt. I didn't realize I had a big ass fucking bruise on my ass.
Wow.
And only thing I could figure, well, I was putting this floor down, you can't stand up and put a floor down. You have to be on your hands and knees. But I did a lot of stuff on my side. How can I, you know how you see people like with them poses where they're kind of half on their butt, like on their side. And I did a lot of that, but I was doing a lot of pulling that day that I did. So I'm thinking that's how I got it. But I bruised so easy.
Really?
It was funny, though. I was like, damn, I got a bruise on my ass. I was like, you know, and I ain't even been fucking, you know. She looked at me like, really, you had to go there. And I'm like, well, you know, shit, you know. I was like, I guess I better not do nothing until I get rid of these marks on me, because I look like I literally look like somebody beat the shit out of me. That's what my bruise was. It wasn't no, oh, that's you bumped into something. That was the, you got your ass beat bruise.
Wow, really? Damn.
Yeah.
You didn't realize that?
Nope.
Now, how did you actually get the message of what you're talking about?
Via email.
Okay, now, did your daughter actually tweet it out?
Oh, what? One minute. Let's go back. I done lost train of thought.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you talking about the picture of my ass?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she didn't. Hell no, she didn't tweet that out. Are you kidding me? No.
Or did she took you guys a tweet about phone? Not even a picture, but just about...
No, we didn't talk about it at all. This is the first time I've talked about it.
Yeah.
But yet this guy emails and talks about something like that.
No. He didn't.
Yeah.
These are two separate things.
Yeah, exactly. By coincidence, but no.
No.
No, it, I mean.
No. I can't even talk about this on the air. I know he's a listener. He's a listener of mine. And the one thing I don't do is for you guys, if you ever send me an email and it's a private email, I won't even say what's in the email, so no one will know. Now, you might hear me say it's curious and I need to consult people, and I do. I'm going to be very honest. If you're listening, I do have to go consult with some people on what you said in the email. And I'm not even going to say your name because I'm not going to disrespect you. You know, I'm flattered by the email. Let's get that clear. Very flattered. But I do have to consult with some people.
Wow. Look at this.
There you go.
Good for you.
You know.
See? Now you feel a little better about yourself, even with the bruise on your ass. See?
Big ass bruise on my ass.
See? Like, look at that.
That's what happened when a bitch gained 30 damn pounds and I'm just fucking out. See, this is why people need to fucking work out, because when you don't work out, shit like this happens to your body. I felt like I had been working out because I haven't been working out. I got beat the fuck up.
Yeah, well, you kind of worked out, you know.
Hell yeah, but and I'm not through.
Yeah, well, yeah, you were just saying that. Wow.
I have a new walk-in closet. I filled it up with my clothes from my other walk-in closet. And I had to make clothes. I need 3 closets for my shoes.
I don't even know if I want to see this.
I'm not even finished getting on my shoes.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? 3 closets for her shoes. Jesus Christ.
And you know what? I have shoes that I wear for, like, everything.
I believe it.
But you know what? Part of the reason why I have so many shoes is because I do wear the V's After Dark colors when I go out.
Nice.
And then I do club. And then I do party. And remember, I do have that regular everyday life where I have to look a certain way. And
Very professional, yes.
So, and then, you know, I live in Michigan, so I have to have winter boots. So this isn't just shoes. This is boots also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and... You know, it is. And I love purple, so I can't pass up a good sale. I haven't met a sale that I don't like. I know the stores are missing me. I know they're missing me. I have refrained from all shopping waiting on this move.
Wow.
I'm still not going to go shopping. I'm gonna actually go get my car fixed now.
That's the next project.
Now, anybody who knows about buying a house, and, you know, I'm sure Greg can really relate to this. When you're trying to close, you leave all, you don't touch any of your money, because if anything is touched, regardless of the reason, they can pull back the deal. Your mortgage company can really pull back on you. So when you get the money in there that they tell you that you have to have, you, regardless of how bad you may need it for other things, you let that sit until you get the keys to the house, because deals have fell through because somebody needed something as simple as $100.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's how easy, you know, $100 could break a deal.
Yep.
So,
well, the thing is, I mean, I was actually lucky and bought my house, paid cash, and another one for my sister. And, yeah, she destroyed it.
Oh, my God.
Not cool.
I was like, well, sorry, on you.
Well, like I said, you know, for anybody who knows about that, that's why my car is finally going into the shop. And for anybody who say, what's wrong with your car, Ms. V, my car needs an oil change. That's what's wrong with my fucking car. I need new brakes and tires. So I don't need millions and millions of dollars. What I have to do is now take some time, and it's going to get its oil change next week. You know, I'm going to rub the baby's head, and I'm going to say, I'm sorry, baby. Mommy's going to be good to you, and it's going to get the nice oil change, and then it's going to go to the mechanic and get the brakes changed, and then it's going to Discount Tire and get its new tires.
Yep.
And see, it's just actually basic maintenance. And, I mean, like you, Miss V, you actually take it in and have it all done to where me, I mean, I do my oil, I do my brakes, and, I mean, I do everything I can.
I used to do that. When I had my Escort, I did my Escort and my Course Cut, I did all the work on it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I drive a Milan, and I'm good for killing newer cars for whatever reason. Actually, I found out the cost comes out the same if I do my oil change myself or if I pay them to do it because of the oil that is required in my car.
Yes.
So why should I sit here and spend $40 to do the damn oil myself and be a messy-ass brat when I can take it to the car dealer and pay them $40 to do my oil change, and they'll do a rotation of my tires and check every damn thing else and top off my fluids? $40,
yes.
I do it at home and get messy and don't top off my fluids. $40, pay the dealer to do it and top off the fluids, rotate tires, and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Go ahead, real quickly, because we have 3 minutes.
I have access to a lift to lift the vehicle up all the way. I have a tire change machine. I have everything in a shop to do what you're talking about. I actually enjoy doing it. I have fun doing it. Okay. It's awesome.
There you go.
And
now I will shut up.
But you guys, we got to do our closing.
Yes.
You know, you've been listening to Ask Ms. V Sports with myself and James Acevedo, and we always got the handsome Greg calling in because this is just our night to come. Have a conversation. We do talk about sports, and everything else on Thursday nights from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. We every now and then we'll take an hour pass like we did tonight, but come back on Tuesday when we had the beautiful and the sexy Imani Rose. We're going to be getting all up in her business, and y'all know how much I love my friends in the industry. Y'all don't know what the fuck's going to come out my mouth, and we're going to talk about her radio show, Sexy and Biz. Oh, we getting all up in that. But until next week, everybody, not even next week, a few days from now, you're listening to Ask Ms. V Sports with myself, James Acevedo. Miss Rita Toy Lady. And my co-host, James Acevedo.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter at Miss Rita Toy Lady, MSVDATOYLADY. And for James, Yankee Man 19.